Hey, Podcast World. I just want to talk to you about something that's really been thrown at me by a couple friends from different countries. People think, honestly, what's my opinion on same-sex or relationships with a transgender or gay marriage? Honestly, I really don't have an opinion about that. If you feel like it's weird, why don't you get to know the person? You know, they did that for a reason, not to upset you and not to hurt you. They felt that they weren't in the right position in their life. They felt like there was something missing. Honestly, if you were a man and you always liked dressing up or something when you want to be a woman, I mean, come on. I'm not that smart, but I would want to do the thing I felt comfortable with. And honestly, you never know what people are thinking in life. You don't know what is going in their mind or what they really want in life. All you know is that they need to be listened to and asked. Because if you really care about that person, you're not afraid of them changing. It shows that you care about their real personality, not their looks or their way of life. If you listen to them, you will know that they need your help to move on in life. Nothing more, nothing less. It shows that you're a good friend, you care about them, and you're not afraid to change. If you're afraid of change, then what's the point of being there for them? You're there for them to help them accept it, live by it, not be afraid of it. If you're there for them constantly, then you won't have to worry about them leaving you. But if you're not there for them, then you're going to lose them as your friend. And then you're going to feel like they can't trust anybody. And honestly, I'd rather be there for my friends, even if they did decide to change. Because, like, it's good to always have your friends by your side. Even if they feel different in their body, but that's their choice, not yours. I mean, if you feel that's not good for you, then you shouldn't do it. But, I mean, tell them to think of every option, not to just think of the main reason, like, you know, I don't feel comfortable in this body. Because if they don't feel comfortable and that's their only reason, then that's not enough, honestly. There's a lot more to doing something as serious as that. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of procedures, a lot of surgeries. There's a lot of main things. But don't abandon your friend. They're going to need you to the end. Trust me. They're going to feel alone. They're going to feel afraid. They're going to feel like no one's there for them. But honestly, if you're there for them, then what's the point? As long as you're there for them, they'll feel like no one can hurt them. And honestly, I wouldn't be there for my friend even if they felt like they weren't the same anymore. If he was a man one day and he wanted to be a woman, I'd say, all right, that's your choice. But I'm going to always remember you as a man, not a woman. And if you change your name to Samantha, I'm still going to call you Sam. But don't expect me to not be there for you. There's a lot of things in life that you can change, but I'm going to remember you from our good old memories, not from something you decided you had to do. I mean, honestly, if you dated a man and you didn't know about it, there's a reason you felt a connection. Not because of the looks, but there was something. There was something there. And I mean, honestly, I've never been in that situation, but I have friends that told me they wanted to change their sex. And I mean, honestly, it doesn't bother me because we're in a day and age where things like that isn't a crime anymore. I mean, yeah, it's not legal everywhere, but if they really want to do it, they have the right to do it now. I mean, it's not their fault. It's their choice. You know, maybe they grew up more around girls or boys and their family, and they just didn't feel like they were meant to be a girl or a boy. So they wanted to change their gender. I mean, honestly, it's their choice. You can't stop them from thinking that. You can't force them to not do it. You just have to accept the fact that that's what they want. And what they want is what they really admire. But all you can do is be there for them. Tell them, are you sure this is what you want? Because when this happens, there's no going back. And it's done. You're going to be like this for the rest of your life. And if people judge you, you have to accept the judgment. You have to go through it. But I will always be your friend. I will always be there for you, no matter what. Don't ever leave that person behind because they did something like that. That shows you were not there for them and that you were not loyal to the end. Life is meant for greater things. And to be there for somebody who done a procedure like that is a great thing. Because you may never know. That friend might become something you never thought any of you could become. That person could be looked upon as a beautiful woman, and you remembered that person as a man. But, you know, change happens. We accept change. Our old generation might not, but we have to. We've grown up, and we have to listen to change. We have to accept change, no matter what. And I honestly think that change isn't a bad thing, but it is a thrown thing on us, and we need to be given time to process it. In my opinion, though, transgenders and everything like that doesn't upset me. I just feel, honestly, that they need to accept the fact that I will not remember them for their future change. Remember them from my past memories, and I will not leave them. I will not leave them. If they want to be a woman, okay, but hey, I remembered you as a Will, not Yvette. So Will will stay Will no matter what. If he doesn't like me calling him Will and wants me to call him Yvette, you better find a different name, because I'm not going to call you Yvette, because I remember you in the past being called Will. And I mean, it doesn't mean I won't accept you. It just means I'm not ready for it yet. And honestly, change isn't bad for me, honestly. It's just something I'd never really thought about seeing happen in reality. I mean, it happens, but it's not something I would ever do to me, myself, because I've accepted my fate as a man. So, today's podcast is a lesson for all of you out there who have people who've done that. Your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your cousins, your fathers, your mothers, you know. Look at them. Really look at them. And ask yourself, do they deserve all that negativity, or do they deserve a little bit of positivity from someone who's been with them their whole life? Because maybe they need love too. Maybe they need someone who believes in them and who will always be there and give them confidence. They don't need somebody who's going to be telling them, you're gross, you're disgusting, you're ugly. No, they're not ugly. They're people you care for, you know? If you really care for that person, you're going to stay by their side no matter what. And if you don't, it shows that you're just a terrible person. Don't be afraid of change. Embrace it for them, because they need someone strong by their side. If there's no one strong by their side, then who are we? We're people who look at fear and are afraid to do anything about it. So today's lesson is, in my own opinion, stay there by their side no matter what happens. If they decide to go with change or decide to stay the same, always be there for your friends no matter what. Because someday they will be grateful for what you've done for them. Transgender is not an evil thing. It's a change that people need to figure out and not accept already, but soon. Because eventually it's going to change our life, way of life. Not in a bad way, but in a way we need to respect and not agree upon, but see as an option. Thank you guys, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I know people are wondering why I did this, but it's something that needed to be talked about. And if you don't agree with my message tonight, send me some comments, and I will listen to your comments, read them, and I will understand if they were negative. There was a topic I felt that needed to be talked about. But as of tonight, I wish you guys a happy night. You all have a great night with your families. I will talk to you later, Podcast World.